to the NutriMedical Report. And today we have Jim Fetzer and lots of new updates. Welcome back to the show, Jim.
Oh, thanks, Bill. Delighted to be here again.
I'd like you to just, you got so much stuff to cover, let's just get started. Updates, of course, this is Big D-Day for the electors. Let's roll.
Well, simply, the situation's absurd, but there is a flash before we get going, which is that the Russian ambassador to Turkey has been assassinated on television in revenge for Aleppo.
In revenge for what?
Aleppo, for the taking of Aleppo, which had been the leading, you know, city for ISIS.
So you think that Erdogan was behind this, or us, or CIA?
Well, that's a good question, because, I mean, there are multiple possibilities here. As FDR observed, in politics, nothing is by coincidence, and timing is everything.
Right.
So it could well be that this was a intentional act to try to, affect the electors once again. It's all completely despicable, Bill.
Right.
I'm fairly stunned by it all.
Right.
But we have a very elaborate psyop going on here with the New York Times, the Washington Post, the director of the CIA, and the president of the United States.
Right.
Who, by the way, just earlier this morning said he thinks that the Electoral College is a vestige of the past. I mean, here's a guy who's sworn to preserve, protect, and defend the Constitution of the United States. The Electoral College is a part of it. And he's out there telling us now that the Electoral College is a relic of the past, again, clearly calculated to affect the electors, because Hillary ostensibly won the popular vote. But, Bill, that
we know that's we know that's a lie, because there's the motor voter law in California and the seven times voting in Detroit and the busing people from one state to another. I'm certain that the actual real vote was probably millions in favor of Trump, and that this is a scam vote with motor voters and other kinds of things like, you know, Project Veritas. This is ridiculous.
Well, it is ridiculous. And for Trump, for Obama to be claiming the U.S. is going to retaliate for Russia's election meddling is ridiculous. There was no election meddling. In fact, Wayne Madsen called this in his report for December 14th, 15th, CIA's allegations against Russian election interference political. Current and former members of the U.S. intelligence community are lambasting Central Intelligence Agency Director John Brennan for waging a political campaign against President-elect Donald Trump based on flimsy intelligence that the CIA director claims ties Russian interference in the 2016 U.S. presidential election. Brennan's secret report on alleged election interference by Moscow has been questioned as fuzzy and inconclusive by U.S. intelligence and law enforcement officials, including the director of the National Intelligence, Jane Clapper, and FBI Director James Comey. It appears that the pro-Saudi Brennan, who, according to former FBI agent John Guandalo, is a secret convert to Wahhabi radical Islam.
That's what I've been told.
Continues to proffer the notion that Russia selected Trump as president. His gambit is designed to convince enough electors to vote against Trump on December 19th when the Electoral College meets in the 50 state capitals. That's, of course, today, Bill.
Right.
But, you know, if you go back and you look, what else should we expect since 2008? The Democrats have been losing ground steadily to the Republicans. They're down over 10% in the Senate. They're down nearly 20% in the House. In state legislatures, they're down over 20%. Governors, over 35%. They're down. And now you have Michael Moore, of all people, Bill. And this is completely insulting.
It is.
Saying that Trump is afraid of the Electoral College vote today. That yesterday he was going to hold his first conference in 5 months. He abruptly canceled on Monday with no explanation. Well, Moore says he has one. He's heard there's a rumbling taking place among the Republican electors that some of them are growing uncomfortable with the news that the election was hacked by Russia to benefit him. This news was followed by the revelation Putin himself directed the hack. And then last night, CBS News reported the Russians had in the past committed a successful cyber attack on the mail system of the Pentagon Joint Chiefs of Staff. This is all such nonsense. Bill, when I discovered this on reader-supported news, I wrote, this is such obvious bull, I can't believe Michael Moore has fallen for it. We are given a conspiracy theory about Russian hacking, for which there is no evidence. None of the votes were affected, and the DNC leaks did not come from Russia. Scott Bennett, a former Army intel and PSYOPs officer, has become a whistleblower, and I, a former Marine Corps officer who spent 35 years offering courses in logic, critical thinking, and scientific reasoning, exposed this scam in detail, co-hosting False Flag Weekly News yesterday. That was Friday.
Right.
There's exactly one so-called faithless elector, a man from Texas who was given the opportunity to do an op-ed in the New York Times, which is complicit with the Washington Post, CIA Director John Brennan, and Barack Obama in a real conspiracy to steal the election from the American people. James Clapper and James Comey have not agreed. That was a clever ruse by a world-class expert in propaganda and disinformation. The elector turns out to have also been faithless to his wife and to have lied about being a 9/11 first responder, some poster boy. I am more than stunned that Michael Moore has been played after he had predicted that Hillary would lose and accurately explained why. This is complete and utter rubbish, but the best Democrats can do to save face. This is completely disgusting beyond belief. Bill, this guy predicted that Trump was going to win because Hillary had neglected the Rust Belt states, Pennsylvania, Ohio, Michigan, Wisconsin. That's exactly what cost her the election. Hillary didn't even go to Michigan or to Wisconsin. I mean, how ridiculous is this?
Right. Well, I'll tell you what it kind of tells me if you kind of read between the lines. I think the agenda of the globalists is close to what I call global culmination. And this is like you're bringing it down to the red zone, and you're on the one-yard line, and you can't make it in. And they freak out and do every tactic possible to try to steal the election because they're ready to capture America and the whole world in a global scheme that's so evil, people just don't grasp it. And I think they're really close to something really bad. And I believe the story that the generals recruited Donald Trump to say, hey, if you don't do this, we're not going to save America or the world. I mean, this assassination, I see a picture of a man with his hand up in the air, his finger up in the air, which is Allah first. And this guy's got his mask all screwed up. And he's holding a gun in his right hand, and you can see the Russian ambassador dead in a photo exhibition. And they say he was a Turkish police officer. We die in Aleppo, you die here. Allahu Akbar. I mean, you know, there's something really stinks about this because
we can
see this guy's face. We know who he is. I'm willing to bet that there's dual officers in the Turkish military and so on that are dual officers in the CIA because there's some kind of collaboration going on between Turkey and the CIA in a whole lot of operations, including the giant corridor to let a lot of these illegals go from North Africa, the Middle East, into Europe. There's something that really stinks here, and I'm not sure exactly what it is yet, but shooting the Russian ambassador at the same time that Russia has captured Aleppo and they're about to clean up Palmyra, this is the end of the game, as they say, to take the seven nations. Number six was Syria, number seven is Iran. It's never going to happen, and they're freaked out.
Well, you're right. And in fact, it was there's no evidence of any Russian hacking. When we did the recount that Jill Stein proposed, we found, in fact, in Wisconsin, nothing wrong. Trump picked up 131 votes. In Michigan, it turned out that the ballots had been stuffed, that there was evidence of massive hacking to benefit Hillary, not Donald. In Detroit, over half of the votes were it discrepant with what was on the computer printout, in which case the computer printout is given preference. In Pennsylvania, they couldn't do it at all because they use touchscreen voting machines that leave no paper trail. But the fact is, we have a fellow who was the intermediary between the hacker of the DNC emails, whom I'm certain was Seth Rich, who gave them to the Julian Assange.
Right, because he was ticked off of what they did with Bernie Sanders. There's
a huge
chunk of disgruntled people in the Democratic Party who are totally ticked with what they did to Bernie, which was obscene. Now, I don't think Bernie has solutions. He identified problems, but his solutions were all communist, socialist, and they would never work. But people don't grasp that. He had the brains to identify the problem, at least. Hillary didn't even bother. She said, it doesn't matter. You're just deplorables anyway.
I know. I mean, she ran a terrible campaign. She ran it purely on the social issues that matter to urban sophisticates, you know, about, you know, abortion and gender issues and gay and lesbian rights. I mean, these kinds of things don't affect rural voters who are much more down to earth and care about protecting our voters and getting jobs back, which Donald Trump and not Hillary Clinton was going to do. Hillary's a corrupt candidate. Why would anyone think she would have won an election when it was an election about change, Bill? You know, there were polls done many times that showed 60 to 70% of the country wanted change. That would not be Hillary Clinton. She was running for a third Obama term.
Right. And by the way, Obama is without a doubt the most incompetent, vile, and obscene anti-constitutional president we've ever had. This man is a destroyer, a wrecking ball against the Constitution.
Yep, as it turns out, too, in an article published on December 17th, that even Attorney General, who has addressed the widespread Russian hacking narrative, saying, well, we didn't see the sort of tactical interference that I know people had concerns about. She's refuting the official narrative being attributed to the intel ops. And the whole thing about Comey and Clapper was a psyop by the Washington Post that reported what Brennan had said to his own internal agency, claiming he met separately with Comey and Clapper, and there's strong consensus. Well, that's not Clapper or Comey saying it. That's Brennan, who's a master at disinformation and psyops.
Well, one of the things that I think is quite funny, because if you look at it from the opposite end, which sometimes helps, if you said, okay, let's presume that Russia, and nobody else now, just Russia, hacked in both to the RNC and the DNC, and they give everybody's emails. The facts are they couldn't dispute the truth of the emails, and the fact is, once it laid in front of the public, no one in the right mind, and there are a lot of Americans that weren't in the right mind, still voted for Hillary. So the fact is, the big cities where they have a lot of illegals wanted to vote because of the motor voter law, the illegal multiple voting, like in Detroit, all these other things going on, like, you know, Project Veritas, what we have is, they just released the truth. So we now know Russia didn't do it, firstly. And number two, we know that even if they did do it, it was just unveiling the truth. And we know it wasn't them. In fact, there's really good evidence that there's this disgruntled Democrat inside the Democratic Party released information to Julian Assange. So what we have is in with domestic, just like here, the proof that the Department of Homeland Security, DHS, hacked into the state's voting systems for at least three states, right?
Yeah, that's exactly right. that we have evidence of hacking, but it wasn't by the Russians. It was by DHS. Obama administration DHS, not Russia, cyber hacked the networks of Georgia, Kentucky, and West Virginia.
Right.
I mean, this is unbelievable. And then you have this, you know, all the nonsense coming from the Washington Post and the New York Times. But others have picked up on this. Here's Paul Craig Roberts, our leading public intellectual. There's circumstantial evidence that the Washington Post, the New York Times, and the rest of the prostitute media are part of a conspiracy with the oligarchs, the military security complex, the Hillary Democrats, and neoconized Republicans to shut down the dissident internet alternative media and to deny Donald Trump the presidency. Consider the brand new website Proper Not and its fake news list of 200 internet Russian agents. Proper Not is a website hidden behind multiple screens, as would be an offshore tax avoidance scheme. In other words, no known responsible entity is behind the site, which is liable to 200 other websites, or if it is too ashamed of what it's doing to be associated with it publicly. Consider the expertise and money required to shield the identity of an organization, whether tax avoidance or website. This is not something that just anyone can do. This type of Klingon cloaking requires real money or the CIA. As long as it pretends to be a newspaper, the Washington Post is subject to journalistic ethics. but the proper not story by Craig Tinberg violated journalistic ethics. Unsupported accusations were leveled against 200 websites. This is the story that claimed, without any source whatsoever, citing that website proper not, that Russia had been hacking, Bill. You know, as it all began with an unsourced site, and this is the way that PSYOPs, covert ops work, that one op cites another op as though it should be taken seriously. It's just outrageous.
Yeah. Now, what are the consequences of this? I see several. Number one, I don't think I see the Democrats backing off. Or Jill Stein. They're gaining a lot of money and notoriety and trying to gather voters for the next election cycle, midterm, 2 years. They are trying to delegitimize the decisions that are going to be made by the Trump team, which is a Titan team. There's never been a team like this in history. For example, Mr. Viola, who was a former Special Forces and was also in the Reserve Forces, owns his own NHL team. So this is a brilliant, not only tactician, but also a brilliant businessman. We see this over and over again through the team that Trump's put forward. They're people that know how to manage things. They're people that have their on-the-ground experience, like, you know, Mad Dog Mattis. And I think what we're going to see is a titanic battle, not just between America and a bunch of fringe people that are interested in, you know, transsexual garbage or, you know, thinks he's going to deport all of the Hispanics. That's not going to happen. He's already made a really clear statement. He wants to get rid of criminals, which is he doesn't need to invent a law. He just needs to enforce the current ones. So what I think is going to happen is they're going to continue protests and protests, and they'll just become fringe like that. What was that fringe group a few years ago that just kind of stayed outside legislatures in California and elsewhere, and they were just...
You're not talking about Black Lives Matter.
No. We're talking about the one a few years ago that was... It kind of just marginalized and finally just fizzled. It's like, in fact, my mind blocks it because it's like, it's not relevant. What I see happening is the Democratic Party are committing geopolitical hari-kari, and the next cycle of elections, midterm and the 2020 elections, they're going to be decimated. There actually probably is room for a whole new party to rise where the Democrats used to be, where the black hole is in the ground. And if there's some disaffected Democrats that want to reform a new party, by all means, because that's what Trump did with the Republicans. He blew it up. He has now reformed it, so it's a whole different party. And whether the old guard, like the Bushes, don't like it. In fact, I even heard that Bush was trying to endorse, I think, one of the people. I think it was Rex Tillerson. I'm thinking, why is Bush coming up with an endorsement now, Rex Tillerson, after disrespecting Donald so much during the whole election cycle? This is bizarre.
Yeah, I couldn't agree more.
What's his point? I mean, do you want to look like you're legitimate now, Bush? You're an idiot anyway. I mean, he didn't do anything. It was Dick Cheney who ran the government back then.
That's right. And by the way, for further proof about the election having, you know, been rigged for Hillary, I interviewed Richard Jarnan, a brilliant statistician who's published two books about the theft of elections using electronic voting machines, and another about how the DNC sabotaged Bernie Sanders' campaign. Right. And he's convinced the whole election was rigged for Hillary.
Oh, yeah.
In fact, in his opinion, Bill, Trump won at least seven more states that right. went to Hillary, including New Hampshire, Colorado, and Nevada. Mm-hmm. But that right. the vote for Trump was just too overwhelming for them to be able to steal it.
Right.
But this was a Democrats and you know, Republican establishment figures who have close ties with the voting machine people doing this.
Right. There was a challenger for Nancy Pelosi. When I listen to this woman, I'm thinking, why is she on a day pass? Why? You look at her and she's like a psychotic chihuahua. Why is she out on a day pass? I can't believe it. And even the Democrats are thinking, if you have any sense there, Democrats, reform the party, get rid of the old dirt like Trump did to the Republicans.
It's time for you to have your own custom smartphone app for your business and pay way less than you can imagine. Introducing the I Can Get To Silent Salesman mobile marketing app, a global mobile marketing and communication tool for your business. Go to appsapart.com and learn how you could earn up to $36,351 or more per month just by inviting two people or less into a $14.95 per month program. Go to appsapart.com and be sure to watch the video at the top of the site and listen to the audio message from the CEO near the bottom. This is something you won't want to miss. Go to appsapart.com now or call 646-860-9540. That's 646-860-9540. Get the I Can Get To. That's ICANGET, the number 2, Silent Salesman app at appsapart.com. That's appsapart.com.
There's an ongoing war right here in America. Are you aware that U.S. citizens have been classified as enemies of the state since 1933? Have you recognized that our entire government is really a vast network of interlocking corporations engaged in commerce? Look up Title 28, Section 3002. Tune in to In Defense of Humanity on Saturday nights at 7 p.m. Central Time. Find out what's really going on and learn how to protect yourself and your family as flesh and blood men and women living in a corporate reality.
Are you still looking for that one iodine that you can really trust? A medical doctor-endorsed product that is backed by honest research and true integrative science? Then search no further. Go to NutraMedical.com for Dr. Bill Deagle's Nutriodine, proven time and time again to be the very best iodine available for you. Nutriodine is the only Tesla-activated monatomic plasma iodine in the world. It optimizes mitochondrial function and generation of new mitochondria from totally neutral. Neutralizing the venom from a desert recluse spider bite in Southern California to eliminating malaria parasites reported by medical missionaries in Central India. Dr. Bill's Nutriodine is simply the most powerful healing formula there is. Nutriodine clears the body of all known pathogens, restores it to an alkaline state, and even promotes stem cell regeneration. Order Dr. Bill's Nutriodine today at 888-212-8871 or visit us online at NutriMedical.com.
After the show, probably 5 or 10 minutes, but no longer, because you have another show you're doing within an hour of the end of our program, third hour, we're going to do a video on live stream. And we have some new PowerPoints. Man, you've done some amazing, deep work. And yep. What I'd like to ask you is sometime during this hour, if you can come up with a menu of two or three things you think they're going to pull off. I mean, this assassination of this Russian ambassador... it's not all unexpected, but I guarantee you that it wasn't just Turkey alone. It was it was probably involving one of our lettered agencies, most likely CIA.
Oh, sure. I agree, Bill. This is a CIA op in order to affect the electors. I mean, it's a last-ditch effort, you know,
right. That
this stuff is so serious. How can you think of putting in a Donald Trump who doesn't have previous government experience? But the fact is, Trump is going to resolve these issues. He's going to take leadership role, unlike Barack Obama, who is a part of the bad guy conspiracy to take out all these countries. You know, you mentioned the plan to take out 7 governments in the next 5 years, beginning with Iraq and Libya, ending with Syria and Iran. And it just hasn't played out that way. That was a program, however. And get this, Bill, if you want further proof of what's going on, here's an article from just from the 17th in the New York Times, how a Putin fan overseas pushed pro-Trump propaganda to Americans. See, they've got to explain away the fact that they ran a miserable campaign with a terrible candidate with a history of corruption. So get what it says here, talking about a Patriot News Agency website, talking about Trump. Tucked away on a corner of the site next to a link for Twitter and YouTube is a link to another social media platform that most Americans have ever heard of, the Russian equivalent of Facebook. It's a clue that Patriot News, like many sites that appeared out of nowhere and pumped out pro-Trump hoaxes, tying his opponent Hillary Clinton to Satanism, pedophilia, and other conspiracies, is actually run by foreigners based overseas. That's rubbish. We had all kinds of stories about, you know, from the WikiLeaks, content of the WikiLeaks emails. They have 650,000 emails that tied into pedophilia and Satanism that the Department of Justice refused to investigate. Here's one of the typical recent news items from November 2nd. Breaking bombshell, NYPD blows whistle on new Hillary emails, money laundering, sex crimes with children, child exploitation, pay-to-play, perjury. How's a candidate, when these are coming out from Wiki emails, the authenticity of which has never been challenged by anyone, going to expect to win? So they have to find a phony pseudo-explanation, and of course it's the Russians did it. Bill, this is insulting. This is insulting.
Yeah, it is. Can you make a menu of what you think is next? Because I'm going to make a very short one. First off, I expect this may not be the only assassination, including attempts on Trump. Number two, I expect an economic chaos. We had Christine Lagarde just recently got charged. Obviously, they're leveraging on her. So something's going on. I'm expecting an economic Jenga stick pullout and collapse of some kind, either from Europe or somewhere. I'm also expecting that because the Russians and the Syrians have succeeded here in Iran, and remember now, they keep on stating that the number one state for sponsored terrorism is Iran. I see zero evidence of that. It's all Wahhabism,
that's right.
And it's totally supported by the CIA, Qatar, the Arab Emirates, Saudi Arabia, even the king himself out of his personal account. And even John McCain poses with these characters 4 years ago in 2011, 5 years ago, actually with the ISIS, which they renamed. The reason why they call S is because they're trying to take out Syria. And their whole idea is, and this is a crazy policy with Netanyahu too, they want to remove any nation that could overwhelm their Iron Dome. The fact is Israel is a sitting duck. If it really gets itself into controversy with Russia and China, it's finished. And our idea that somehow our military can engage with the Russians, and we've had military hardware experts, is foolishness. We can't engage the Russians as it is right now. We'll be at the bottom of the Mediterranean or the Black Sea or whatever. We're going to see our Air Force completely wiped out with the S-400 and S-500 systems. We're not ready to engage the Russians in anything. And soon the Chinese too. So our stupid policies with the Abominator and the previous idiot George Bush, our country is in dire straits.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
Without the right accessories, any guy can be off the mark. Whether you've invested thousands in your arsenal or you own a single trusted firearm, a visit to AROutfitting.com is in order. It's one of the finest online selections of tactical optics and AR parts and add-ons, like EOTech, quick target acquisition with no peripheral loss. Browse the full range of Nikon scopes and binoculars. AROutfitting.com can illuminate your world with Streamlight gun-mounted lights from keychain to large handhelds up to 1,100 lumens. Find some stability with Battenfield tactical bipods. AROutfitting.com has CMMG gun parts, barrels, assemblies, handguards, part kits, and more. Plus Magpul clips and magazines. I know I've got you excited, so take a breath. Head to AROutfitting.com. The site's super easy to navigate and features a ton of technical info, including links to manuals. We also also welcome vendor and manufacturer inquiries. Remember, if you don't see it, we can get it at aroutfitting.com.
You've probably heard about all the great benefits of goat milk soap. But did you know? Some companies take shortcuts. At Old New England Soap, we make our organic goat's milk soap using 36% goat's milk. That's 17% more than most others. Our bars are larger, so they last longer, producing lots of lather packed with vitamins. And our soap is a natural moisturizer that smooths dry and damaged skin. Order online at oldnesoap.com. That's oldnesoap.com. You've tried the rest. Now try the best. Oldnesoap.com.
Water-based soaps on supermarket shelves use harsh chemical acids to break down dead skin cells. And that's just not good for you. At Old New England Soap, our soaps are made without chemical ingredients, contain no alcohol or petroleum products, and use 85% organic materials and carry the USDA's organic certification. Try some today. Go to oldnesoap.com. That's oldnesoap.com. Oldnesoap.com.
Do you have difficulty taking supplements? Are you searching for a high-quality, complete nutritional drink that your whole family will love? NutraMedical's Life Support has arrived. All of your daily nutritional requirements in one quick, delicious drink. Dr. Bill Deagle's Life Support is a proprietary blend of vegan protein, activated vitamins, essential minerals, amino acids, probiotics, green tea, digestive enzymes, anti-inflammatories, cancer prevention, detoxification, and much more. Your body will high-five you for this one. Life Support is the best complete nutrition meal replacement on the market. Whether you are an elite athlete, have post-operative challenges, chronic illness, elderly, or a family that just wants a quick, delicious drink, try Dr. Bill Deagle's Life Support for optimized nutrition in one great-tasting smoothie. Just add cold water, almond milk, fruit, or anything else you like. NutraMedical's Life Support. Try our great-tasting chocolate or vanilla today. Call 888-212-8871 or visit us online at NutraMedical.com. NutraMedical.com for the whole family.
Homeowners, are you in foreclosure, expecting to be served with a foreclosure lawsuit, or suspect your lender has coerced you into an illegal mortgage transaction? A huge number of mortgages made in the last 10 years have legal issues and are possibly defective. State laws and the U.S. Supreme Court have upheld that defective mortgage documents are grounds for foreclosure defense and for counterclaims in favor of the homeowner. If your mortgage has been sold or assigned since closing the loan, it may be defective and you may be paying the wrong party, and the lender may not have standing or the right to foreclose or collect payments under the law. If you would like to know if your mortgage is legal or not, or know if you are paying the right party, we can help. Our initial consultations are free of charge. We are not attorneys. We are legal researchers and work closely with experienced lawyers who know how to help you find the evidence to help you keep your home. Call toll free 1-855-2-KEEP-IT. That's 1-855-2-KEEP-IT today.
What do you see next? We have the Russian ambassador on the day of the electors going to the election. I think, really, honestly, there's probably going to be one, maybe two. But, you know, 29 states have already bound their electors to do what the state says. I think that anybody who bolts and goes in the opposite direction, especially if they're a member of a party, they're going to be anathema. I mean, I don't think that this is going to be something that's going to be a big thing. And to see Hollywood coming out with these burnt-out actors, I mean, one of the funniest ones to see Hot Lips Houlihan with too damn much surgery trying to tell us that we should really believe her. And I'm thinking, you look like a caricature. Somebody, you know, you look like a claymation version of Hot Licks Houlihan for some kind of bizarre movie. I just don't understand it. Why did Hollywood, they're completely discrediting anything they say, even in a valid story. Like, why would you do this? You're making yourself look like idiots.
Well, there's about 20 other much more prominent Hollywood stars who have claimed they're going to leave the country. Cher even said she'd go to Jupiter. I think Barbara Streisand was among them, a whole host of others.
She knows no astronomy. Miley Cyrus
and a lot of others might do us some good to get some of these people out of the country. But, you know,
my God.
They're frauds. I mean, they're just faking it. you know, this pedophile thing is so important. I'm sure I spoke before about Jim Rothstein, a New York Gold Shield detective who had now retired, who cracked many pedophile cases, who, when I discussed with him about the new evidence coming from the Anthony Weiner treasure trove, explained to me that none of it surprised him, that he thought as much as 70% of the high officials in the government are involved in pedophilia. And when I look back on it, there's a history of CIA involvement in pedophile. There's a something called the Finders case from 1987, Bill, where you can find online in an article through a glass very darkly pedophile networks in the CIA. Because you wonder why the CIA is getting involved in trying to save Hillary to not allow Trump to become president. I think the answer is that they're all tied together.
Oh yeah,
we know that the Clinton Foundation is a source of corruption, and pedophilia seems to be a part about it. It even turns out that Nancy Pelosi's daughter is the elector from California who has been leading the effort to block Trump. That an FBI insider has said that the Clinton Foundation involves the entire U.S. government, that Hillary has been, the foundation has been tied to the child trafficker Laura Silsby, and indeed, turns out, and this shocks me, Nancy Pelosi even has her own pizza with demonic symbols in San Francisco, Goat Hill Pizza, which suggests to me that Nancy Pelosi is involved in all this too, Jim. I think these aging women believe that drinking the blood of children is going to rejuvenate them.
I think isn't there one from Silicon Valley that is not drinking the blood, is actually looking at what we call growth or anti-inflammatory factors, one of the Silicon Valley pundits. But here's a little, what I call a psychiatric and geostrategic analysis. There's three things they're doing. The first is, when they get someone, they can compromise them. So then you've got somebody compromised with children, so now you get them doing a criminal activity with children, let's say under the influence of drugs, alcohol, or both, or God knows what. For example, ecstasy can knock you into a state where you may do things you otherwise wouldn't, your judgment wouldn't let you do. Number two, you sear the conscience of the person so they're willing to do things in a rational, non-under-drugged effect way, where they'll do things because they don't have a conscience anymore, because they've done something so horrendous. And the third thing is very, very bizarre, but I've explored it with other experts on high-level masonry, not only on this program, but for years. If you were an advanced civilization from another part of the galaxy, which, by the way, every holy book in history has referred to Earth being visited by advanced beings from other worlds. And I believe that, that the primary source of evil is not just bizarre human beings that are damaged. I think it's exoplanetary. And all the evidence suggests that with the secret orders, that if you wanted to screw up a civilization or control it without having to literally have a standing force over it, you'd simply hack the conscience of the overclass, and you literally have people, like it says in the Bible, of clay and iron, and you literally have a hacked group of people that were basically not fully in control of their faculties or their subconscious mind. So, you know, but the simplest solutions are really, they compromise the people and they sear their conscience, and then they'll do just about anything, not only to protect their current position, but also they don't have a conscience anymore anyway. And so if Nancy Pelosi is there and has a lot of support, or Hillary Clinton, the greatest thing is, once they compromise people, they can pretty well do whatever they want. And Hillary Clinton must have felt pretty damn secure that she was going to get the presidency. She didn't even campaign in many states. She just went home and had a nappy. I'm thinking, you must feel pretty damn secure that the CIA and the media and the billionaire bankers are giving you so damn much money that you don't need to worry about Trump. He's like a fly on your shoulder. But I think that she underestimated the fact that it's delegated power from the public, and the public were ready to revolt. In fact, I think if they did manage to succeed stealing this election, we're going to have a hot, bloody civil war. This is going to make the civil war that America had at the start of the nation look like a garden party if they ever tried to actually pull it off. It would be really bad. 94 million armed Americans to the teeth, 23 million veterans, billions and billions of bullets, not just guns, but all kinds of other technology, because we're the most innovative people in the history of Earth. And believe me, you want to take us on, you're in trouble. And we're talking about peer-to-peer encryption networks for communication, weapon systems, gardening systems. These people have no idea what they're facing. If they actually thought they would win, the violence visited them on everything from cyberspace to whatever would be so overwhelming from a righteous indignation of the population, they would be not only jailed, be executed. There would be lots of these dead idiots. They would not be surviving very damn long.
You know, I'm getting a report from a fellow who's a police officer for around 25 years, a detective for 15.
Right.
Scott Alexander telling me that this shooting in Turkey looks like it's staged.
Right.
That he's supposed to have been hit several times at close blood, but there isn't any blood covering the floor.
Yeah, I'm looking at the floor, and I'm thinking, there's a guy laying there with his arms out. It looks like two kids playing a game, and he's standing there like a kid pointing toward the ceiling like Allah, you know, which, by the way, you see Obama do all the time.
He says the shooter was then shot and killed by security forces, but the blood doesn't look real, and the magazine from the suspect's handgun is lying on the floor. Stranger still is the magazine spring is on the floor. In almost 25 years of law enforcement, I've never seen a magazine spring become detached. You usually have to pry them open from the bottom. And if it did dislodge, then it would have likely flown across the room because they're packed very tightly.
Right.
He regards this as a completely staged event.
So, you know, in other words, can the Russians validate that there's no Russian ambassador dead? Because that
would
be pretty significant.
Yeah, we'll find out, really, but I think it's just one of these things that's done for short-term effect. This is all the more reason to think the CIA is involved and they're trying to affect the electors as they're about to... Yeah, I mean, look at that. Yeah. There he's lying on the ground, but where's the blood? Where's the blood?
Right. Well, I'm going to peel back a layer on this and show you that all the geopolitical, all the military things like Aleppo and Ukraine and so on, it's all behind one big scheme. The European banks, which are tied to the Federal Reserve System in America, are ready to capture the whole world and destroy the BRICS nations. And the Russians and Chinese are catching on, and they're not going to put up with it. The actions, for example, shows China Sea by the Chinese and the Russians taking back Ukraine, which is fully Russian. In fact, the capital of Russia, I think 400 years ago, was the capital, the current capital of Ukraine. People don't know that, do they?
No, I know.
They don't understand. That's Russia. If you look at the history, say, oh, look at that border. It may not look like Russia, because it was. And so, you know, where there's a majority of Russian population, I think it's fully reasonable that they would consider taking back territory as part of the Tsaristic Russia. What's happened is we've been stating NATO nations on their border, which is a violation of the NATO Charter, and we're then deploying now first strike weapon systems, which are theater air defense, against their first launch phase of their missiles. And the Russians see this as a direct strategic attack on them, and they're not happy. That's why they're going to Kaliningrad and putting all these different missile systems, which put the Europeans in grave danger of a launch-on-command sequence that could destroy all their capitals and much of their population. And if any Europeans have any sense, they will need to push for nationalism and some kind of deal with the Russians to say, hey, we need to do trade. If you do trade, you're not going to fight and kill each other because you're making money. I mean, you know, this is just craziness. And the globalists don't give a damn. They don't care if it kills 100 million Americans. Oh, well, that's just the cost of business. Right?
Yep. It's so just stunning, Bill.
It is stunning. And people don't grasp that the level of evil is so great, the average mortal, mundane, usual, go to work, try to pay your bills, American, Canadian, Brit, whatever, they don't believe that this is so damned evil that the globalists really don't give a rat's behind. They're just going to go down, listen to classic music and drinking vodka and champagne in their underground hotels, they call them, while we fry on the surface. They got their Billy Wonka chocolate factory car ticket to go underground. They could give a rat's behind. And they're all over the damn place. People don't know this. I took care of the Phil Schneider's cohort. John Fiala was actually working on these tunneling machines. I know exquisite details of the trillions and trillions of dollars spent on all these weird technologies, not only underground here, but off-world space projects, etc. And I can tell you that these people know no bounds in the kind of evil they want to do. They'd have no bounds. So when you hear Podesta trying to look as honest as anything, this guy's a rat. He needs to be in a psychiatric ward with no day pass and no access to the internet. This man is crazy, psychotic, out of his mind. And so is Hillary. Just look at her attitude. Look at her eyes. This is not a normal person. This is a sociopsychopath. She's probably one of the most dangerous people on the planet.
Bill, I couldn't agree more.
Why do we tolerate this? Why do we tolerate this, you know? I don't. It's beyond me. It's just beyond me, you know?
Well, it has to do with being entrenched in the government. And,
right. And if they're involved with a crime that they've killed children or done any other horrible crimes, they need to pay the recompense, which means they need to be executed pretty quickly. That needs to happen. And the problem is, you see, oh, well, you don't have anybody to do it. Oh, I'll push the syringe. Dr. Dick will fly in and do it for you. So I don't get it. And I'm talking about that's the Christian thing to do. You know, it says like the Joshua Christians, take out your sword. Jesus said, you need even in the Garden of Gethsemane, and take out your sword. If you don't have one, buy one. Because when it's an appropriate time, it's time to take that sword and do it. And I think that if these fools manage to flip the Electoral College or do something to try to totally stymie Donald Trump or try to assassinate him, we're going to go nuts. If they think this is going to be an easy pushover, you better think twice. You're not going to have too many heartbeats before you go to meet your maker, either Allah or Satan, whoever the hell it is down there. You're going to be meeting your buddy real damn soon.
Well, it's all completely disgusting, and we're getting more and more out there.
Yeah, but they don't take it seriously. They think we're mushy, pushy, stupid. We're not going to do something. They have to understand the violence, psychological, cybernetic, and every other way against evil is a hell of a lot more dangerous than a helter-skelter of a bunch of chaos, maniac Satanists. They can't understand it. They can't understand what's going to happen, but it's going to be very vicious. Very, very vicious. And people like Hillary Clinton still pushing, I can't believe that she has the nerve. Why doesn't she just bow down and have some grace? So that people and have some memories. I would say, she was a good candidate. She fought, but she was a crappy candidate. She had no connection with the public. She could give her rats behind what happens to the nation. She had policies that were bringing us to war footing with Russia. I mean, their red line in with the Russians in the Middle East is ridiculous.
Bill, they're going to go to jail. They're trying to save their behinds.
Well, that's all it is. This is a long line. I'm sure once they start pulling on the sweater, you're going to see CIA agents. You'll see government ops inside people like Donna Brazile, who continues to scam and look over her eyes and say how considered she is and so on and try to talk real smooth and slow. You'll see Obama. Obama's done enough crimes himself, even telling people to use a motor voter law to go get voting. If he gets prosecuted for all the crimes he's actually done, he will be spending the rest of his life in jail.
And people I know.
If we have an independent judiciary, an independent investigative arm, an independent prosecutorial arm, and Congress unshackled, a lot of people in the media, the CIA, and in government, right up to Obama, and that, by the way, we'll go back to George Bush, who was reading the upside-down pet goat book in school while they carry out the PSYOP and the false flag of 9/11. Let me tell you, it didn't happen because some Saudi guys decided to fly jets in. It was a pile of crap. These were actors. And, you know, we know the difference. The problem is, if we ever open that investigation, then an interesting side effect is, because we opened up this law against the Saudis last summer already said it was an inside job. America did it to himself. The Saudis, who are Wahhabists, told the truth. That's so bizarre, isn't it?
Yes.
They actually said the truth. They say, you know what? You guys did it to yourselves because you have an agenda. PNAC. They could probably read too, I'll bet. I'm sure their agents, which are dual agents many times with the Israelis, have decided that, hey, we're going to go along with the Americans as long as it doesn't put us in the crosshairs. The Saudis don't necessarily think that they're safe anymore, so even under Bush, under Obama. And so right now, with Trump coming in, they're done. They're done. Saudis are freaked out. OPEC's freaked out. Aren't they?
Well, this is why the fight's going on so fiercely and why all this nonsense is taking place.
I'm willing to bet a lot of the billions of dollars floating in through our various channels are Middle Eastern money from Qatar and Saudi Arabia and these Arab Emirates. I'm willing to bet it's not just the foundation that's getting the money. I guarantee a lot of the proxies here are getting paid off. That money's coming from the dynastic wealth of the Saudis and the Qataris.
Oh, I agree completely.
Yeah. There's something going on here. That's like an internal coup. Just look at Uma Abedin. You know, they sent if Hillary became the elected president, the first lady would be Uma. The first guy would be Bill. You know, first guy would be Bill, but the first lady, which is a lesbian cohort of Hillary, would be Uma, who's, by the way, a Saudi agent. You have to understand that.
I have a friend who says that actually that's a cover, that she's actually Mossad, but it has the same upshot.
Let me explain. I have contacts inside the intelligence agencies in Israel, and many of the Israeli and Saudi agents have dual agency with both groups, Saudi and Israeli, at the highest levels. So when people think that they have a different agenda, it's like, are you not understanding this? The Saad family are crypto-Jews that moved from Basra, Iraq, 200 years ago, and their agenda is identical to the agenda of the Israelis. Identical. Interesting, eh?
Yep.
Pretty ugly. You don't know, if you're living in Israel and you don't know this, listen up. You don't know, do you?
Homeowners, are you in foreclosure, expecting to be served with a foreclosure lawsuit, or suspect your lender has coerced you into an illegal mortgage transaction? A huge number of mortgages made in the last 10 years have legal issues and are possibly defective. State laws and the U.S. Supreme Court have upheld that defective mortgage documents are grounds for foreclosure defense and for counterclaims in favor of the homeowner. If your mortgage has been sold or assigned since closing the loan, it may be defective and you may be paying the wrong party, and the lender may not have standing or the right to foreclose or collect payments under the law. If you would like to know if your mortgage is legal or not, or know if you are paying the right party, we can help. Our initial consultations are free of charge. We are not attorneys. We are legal researchers and work closely with experienced lawyers who know how to help you find the evidence to help you keep your home. Call toll free 1-855-2-KEEP-IT. That's 1-855-2-KEEP-IT today.
Only a fool would go to a plumber for brain surgery. But otherwise intelligent people use internet searches to find such gems as Lee Harvey Oswald killed JFK with 3 shots from the rear and 1 shot from the front. They get similar financial guidance when they are investigating cryptocurrencies. RBN listeners know that American currency has not been lawful money for nearly 50 years, since the thieves at the Fed stole the silver out of the coins and began reneging on redeemable notes in 1968. Now that the dollar has just about inflated totally away and banks want reverse interest to keep your books, the high-tech world has brought you an alternative. What if you could buy, sell, and trade with fellow business people from your home with zero bank fees? If you believe banking tyranny must end, then join the digital currency movement now. Call investigative journalist Pat Shannon at 601-212-0911.
Hi, folks. In a world of GMO, genetically modified organisms, that is, chemicals, processed foods, and a healthcare system that's unraveling like a cheap suit, it's time to prepare. God created herbs, and herbs help man. Our body can heal itself, just sometimes we need assistance. You need some help? GetTheTea.com. That's GetTheTea.com. Our mild detox is quite powerful with its unique blend of 8 different herbs. And if you're looking for more, our non-GMO supplements will help you with different needs you might have. Health should be a top priority. Take care of your health naturally. Log on to GetTheTea.com. That's GetTheTea.com. Give your body a treat. Let the herbs do their thing naturally. Read all the testimonies on the website, GetTheTea.com. That's GetTheTea.com. Sickness and viruses are like intruders, and herbs are like warriors. Let the tea work for you. That's GetTheTea.com.
Consolation of Your Ignorance by listening to Jim Besser and getting his books at moonrockbooks.com. Jim, I'd like you to cap off this hour. We're going to be doing a video in live stream, so if you sign up to live stream, you're going to get noticed probably 5 or 10 minutes after the third hour show is over. You've got a very important PowerPoint slide set. I don't underestimate anything that these maniacs will do. So what do you think is next?
Well, they're using the claims of fake news from domestic propagandists and blaming Russia for using fake intelligence about U.S. fake elections. I mean, the White House, the CIA, the New York Times, the Washington Post, CBS, and so forth are all involved in an elaborate fraud on the American people, fake news of the highest order, right, claiming alleged CIA source without evidence that Russia helped Trump, omits refutations that the evidence that, in fact, it was the DHS was hacking in Kentucky and Georgia and West Virginia. I mean, these are people who aren't willing to accept that they were defeated. And I think now it's become obvious for the reason that they were all involved in these pedophilia rings. They're all involved in corruption. They're involved in ripping off the American people for vast sums of money. And if Donald Trump comes in, he has declared he's going to drain the swamp, and they're going to be flushed down the toilet with the other sewage. That's what's going on here. They're fighting for their political lives, but also, I believe, in many cases, for their literal lives. Hillary right. Clinton acknowledged after the Commander-in-Chief Forum, when Matt Lauer asked her a question that hadn't been vetted, she got so PO'd, she threw a glass of water in the face of one of her aides and said, if that effing bastard is elected, our heads are in nooses. So Hillary knew how serious this is.
Oh, yeah, yeah. She's not a minor crime where you're going to spend time in jail. She's probably going to be facing a noose or the electric chair or a lethal injection. And so will a lot of the people with her. For example, we know that if some of the stuff that hasn't fully gelled yet about Pizzagate is true, it means that there's pedophilic crimes where they don't only are abusing children, but they're executing them, and then further evil, they're eating them. That's how gross this is. People need to understand, they compromise them, they sear their conscience, like it says in the Bible, but the third thing is, they're being avatared by evil entities. If you don't believe it, read your Bible if you're a Christian, and if you're not a Christian, follow whatever other faith, and you'll realize we've been visited by advanced beings, and one of the best ways to control a population, which is relatively simple, is to hack into their so-called central nervous system. If you think we can't do it, you're just not playing understanding the advanced technology that we have that's decades, if not centuries, ahead of what you think we have, and how evil these maniacs will go to control the population, but they're not going to. Thank you, Jim. We'll do a show right after this, and you'll have lots of time to get out information on your slide set. Amazing.
You got it, Bill.
Homeowners, are you in foreclosure, expecting to be served with a foreclosure lawsuit, or suspect your lender has coerced you into an illegal mortgage transaction? A huge number of mortgages made in the last 10 years have legal issues and are possibly defective. State laws and the U.S. Supreme Court have upheld that defective mortgage documents are grounds for foreclosure defense and for counterclaims in favor of the homeowner. If your mortgage has been sold or assigned since closing the loan, it may be defective and you may be paying the wrong party, and the lender may not have standing or the right to foreclose or collect payments under the law. If you would like to know if your mortgage is legal or not, or know if you are paying the right party, we can help. Our initial consultations are free of charge. We are not attorneys. We are legal researchers and work closely with experienced lawyers who know how to help you find the evidence to help you keep your home. Call toll free 1-855-2-KEEP-IT. That's 1-855-2-KEEP-IT today.
This is RBN, the Republic Broadcasting Network.